12 to 1 on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to 12 to 1 with Adrian Abraham. Time now to check in with Jason Dacey, ABC news journalist out in Brisbane, to get the latest headlines from what's making news in Australia. Jason, always a pleasure having you on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Happy lunchtime to you, Adrian, and all the Money FM listeners.
It's always a good chat, having you on the show, Jason. Let's start things off by talking about the Australian Reserve Bank, how they've raised interest rates for the fifth consecutive month with fears of the crashing economy from major banks. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, this is going to be a fifth consecutive rise by the Reserve Bank of Australia to the official cash rate. So it was as low as 0.1% just a few months ago, but now climbing up and up. And the Commonwealth Bank of Australia says that there's a three-month mortgage lag to the economy. And that means that people like me who are paying mortgages here in Australia, we really suffer a bit later than the actual rise itself. So the Commonwealth Bank of Australia is warning it could have a really bad impact on the Australian economy. You know, inflation's rampant here. Real wages growth is very, very bad. So people are finding it very tough to make ends meet. And we spoke before about the cost of lettuce being more than $10 for a head of lettuce. It's gone down since then, but it's very expensive. And Aussies are having to pay more for their mortgage repayments every month. And with the Reserve Bank of Australia raising the cash rate for a fifth consecutive month, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia says it's really, really tough on Aussies right across the board.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, you mentioned the lettuce story there. We can never forget that. That will always be one of the major talking points of the year. Elsewhere, thousands of people are stranded in Bali after 8 Jetstar return flights from Denpasar were cancelled. I mean, no one likes flights being cancelled, particularly when you have to go back home. What went wrong over here?
Well, as you know, Australians love going to Bali, and with flights resuming after the pandemic, our borders opening earlier this year, we've seen lots of Australians travel to hotspots across Southeast Asia. Of course, a lot of people also going to Singapore. We love Singapore and Australia, but 8 return services between Melbourne or Sydney and Denpasar have been cancelled since September the 1st. That's 4,000 travellers being affected. So it means that people in Bali are enjoying their holidays, trying to fly back, but having to stay longer and paying thousands of dollars for accommodation, for rescheduled flights, and they're not happy. And we've spoken about this before. The company Jetstar, which is an affiliate of Qantas, says a Boeing 787 fleet has been affected by a lightning strike, a bird strike damage, and delays sourcing a spare part. So it's all connected, isn't it, to the supply chain issues, to lack of workers, and many problems when it comes to resuming international travel, because we Aussies love to travel, especially to places like Bali.
They certainly do. I mean, the schoolies, for example, as well. A lot of young Australians love to fly over to Bali and celebrate the end of school. But from the cancelled flights, let's talk about something a lot more serious. Your former PE teacher and ex-rugby league star Chris Dawson is found guilty of murdering his wife. It brings to an end one of Australia's longest-running mysteries. Jason, what sort of relationship did you have with your PE teacher? What do you, recall from your time in school? But also, how did this whole story unfold?
I went to school at North Sydney Boys High School during the 1970s, and Chris Dawson was my PE teacher, my very first PE teacher when I started high school, secondary school, as you say, in Singapore. He was on TV as a rugby league star playing for the Newtown Jets alongside his twin brother, Paul Dawson, blonde, tall, charismatic, good-looking. And as you mentioned, he's been found guilty of murdering his wife back in 1982. It was a cold case that I spoke about on Money FM when I hosted the weekend morning show with Neil Humphreys a few years ago, when the Teacher's Pet podcast came out to unveil new potential evidence. Chris Dawson, my old PE teacher, is now 74 years of age, and he was convicted of murdering his wife, Lynn, back in 1982. He'd always said that she just disappeared. She ran off and joined a cult, something like that. But the prosecution did not believe that story. And Chris Dawson now awaiting sentencing. He's currently in Silverwater Prison in Sydney, and he won't be given bail. So this is a big mystery that's been solved. I feel a bit sad for my old PE teacher. He was a good teacher, but certainly you should not be allowed to get away with murder if that is the case. And the evidence, although largely circumstantial, definitely did seem to indicate that Chris Dawson was responsible for Lynn Dawson's death back in January of 1982.
Yeah, certainly should not be getting away with murder, and justice is going to be served. Yeah, also, more sad news. Melbourne will say goodbye to Seekers frontwoman Judith Durham tonight in a state memorial. Tell us a little bit more about her, Jason, and the impact she's had on Australia.
Well, Singaporean music fans may remember the Seekers. They were Australia's first successful export back in the 1960s. They knocked the Beatles off the top of the charts, believe it or not, around 1965. Judith Durham dying at the age of 79 last month following complications arising from long-standing lung disease. So there's a service tonight in Melbourne at Hamer Hall at the Victorian Arts Centre starting at 7 p.m. So it's a celebration of Judith Durham's life. She was a fantastic singer. Of course, we spoke about Olivia Newton-John last time we had our Australian segment here on Money FM. And John Farnham, similar age to Olivia Newton-John, who was, in her early to mid-70s, is fighting cancer. So it's been a pretty sad time for Australian music fans, but certainly the Seekers were fantastic. I invite all your Money FM listeners who aren't familiar with the Seekers to look up some of their songs, including A Georgie Girl and The Carnival Is Over.
Yeah, some more sad news, as you rightly mentioned there. And moving on, let's talk about tennis. Two Australians in the US Open quarterfinals. Alia Tomljanovic, the lady who beat Serena Williams, of course, bringing an end to an illustrious career. And Nick Kyrgios is also in the quarterfinals. He, of course, beat Daniel Medvedev. Two of Australia's biggest prospects right now. How far do you think they could go, Jason?
Well, we saw Nick Kyrgios, didn't we, get to the Wimbledon final just a couple of months ago before he lost in four sets to Novak Djokovic. Very unpredictable. Despite making the final back then, he's still the number 23 seed at the US Open. Tomljanovic is unseeded, but you mentioned knocking out Serena Williams. She'll face up to Ange Jabeur in the quarterfinals on the Arthur Ashe Stadium, and with Kyrgios facing Khachanov in the men's singles draw in the quarterfinals. I think they've both got a pretty good chance. I don't know about winning the title, but with Ash Barty having retired at the start of the year, she's our last Grand Slam singles champion, men or women. I reckon we've got a decent chance of maybe getting to the final, but I don't expect to have an Aussie champion at the US Open. But it's just good to see, you know, the Aussies doing well. And Tomljanovic was very graceful, I thought, when she defeated Serena Williams in Williams's last professional match at the age of 40. Would have been a bit awkward, wouldn't it, to be there at the US Open and knocking out a legend on her final day. But I think she was very graceful.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyrgios there, of course, got to the final in Wimbledon. I think this might be possibly his best chance because Djokovic is not there due to not being vaccinated. He's knocked out Medvedev. Nadal's not there as well. I feel he can go one step closer and claim that historic Grand Slam title because he is so talented. And we wish him and Alia Tomljanovic all the best. Before I let you go, you went to Kira Beach on the southern end of the Gold Coast to catch up with a friend visiting from Singapore, actually. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, my friend Sean McEwen, who's a faithful listener of Money FM, he was down from Singapore. He's an Australian like me, grew up in Sydney. He was down with his wife. They were there for a wedding. So they stayed at Kira Beach, which is a neighborhood near Coolangatta, which is the bigger town on the southern end of the Gold Coast near the airport. So many Singaporeans would be familiar with Coolangatta because you can fly directly from Singapore to Coolangatta to enjoy a Gold Coast holiday. So Sean said, let's meet up. And I was very impressed because I remember living in Singapore and going to all those beautiful beaches in Southeast Asia. You're not used to swimming in cool temperatures in Singapore. You know, even I used to swim at East Coast. It's about 27 degrees or 28 in the sea, 20 degrees Celsius at Kira Beach. But Sean and I jumped in the ocean, enjoyed it. It was really refreshing. And then we had a coffee at the Kira Surf Club, which is the short walk from where we swam. Very pleasant, looking at the Pacific Ocean. So I really recommend to any Singaporean out there who's thinking about coming down to Australia, the Gold Coast is definitely worth a visit. And it was good to see Sean, who's a well-known auctioneer in Singapore and has done many great things for charities across the Lion City.
Yeah, time now for you to do the return leg, Jason, and return to Singapore. Highly anticipated arrival, hopefully sooner rather than later. We're in conversation with ABC News journalist Jason Dacey, getting all the headlines from Australia. Thank you so much for your time, Jason. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Adrian. And by the way, I am looking at fares at the moment, but on Singapore Airlines, to fly from Brisbane to Singapore, return is over $2,000 at the moment. So I may have to wait for a good special before I can come back and see all my friends at Money FM and across Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.